We're on with Dan Behrens, the Senior Vice President in the Commercial Real Estate Group at Associated Bank. Dan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
I want to focus in on inflation from a commercial real estate point of view here at the beginning, and inflation with high inflation impacting just about everything in the residential mortgages. It's off the charts now with interest rates going up. What is it like in commercial real estate? How is high inflation and these rising rates impacting your job?
It has the same effect. It's going to make life a little more difficult for everybody involved. You know, with rising rates, it just gets more difficult to get deals done. You know, basically what the Fed is doing, they're rising the interest rates to try and curb inflation. They're trying to bring the cost of goods down. And with that rising rate environment, it's harder for me as a lender to get money out. It's harder for, you know, someone else as a borrower who wants to buy a house, buy a building, buy really anything. Mm-hmm. You know, the cost of everything is basically increasing with the rising interest rates. I took a look this morning just at an easy, you know, example. If you have $1 million mortgage, if you have a 4% interest rate, which was fairly common, or, you know, even a 2 to 3% interest rate matter of months ago, 4% now on $1 million mortgage, you're paying an extra $720,000 of interest.
Wow.
And if that rate goes from 4 to 6%, you're paying an extra $1.16 million of interest. You know, that basically going from a 4% interest rate to a 6% interest rate, that means you're paying $450,000 more of interest. What that does is it's really having a major impact on people who are out home buying, people who are interested in buying, you know, the first home, say, or a second home, upgrading, even downgrading out of a, if they're an empty nester. And I mean, that bodes very well for multifamily owners, operators, because people are not going to be able to afford homes they were once looking at, or they're thinking, well, let's wait another 6 months, 8 months to a year, maybe 2 years for interest rates to come back down to be able to afford the home that with the size they wanted. So those numbers just get compounded significantly when you go up. Obviously, a $1 million mortgage is not all that significant when you terms of, you know, commercial real estate in Chicago. 50 and 60 and 80 and $100 million is kind of more of what would be a standard downtown mortgage on a building, and those numbers just increase exponentially, and it's just that much more difficult for owners, operators to be able to generate enough rent to be able to cover these mortgages.
Yeah, and so that was going to be my next question. Do you foresee that this is going to stop some deals or prevent some deals from happening on some of these projects?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I've seen a little bit of pause, not just 100% related to interest rates, but it's one of the factors. Rising construction costs have paused buildings or paused developments, and those are kind of really the two main issues that we're seeing right now. Out of control interest and, you know, potentially further increases by the Fed down the road, and out of control construction costs that are making life very difficult for me as a construction lender to try and understand if my developer is going to have enough, a big enough budget, and if they have the financial wherewithal to withstand, say, another 10% cost overrun, or if interest rates go up another 0.75 point, if they're going to have the capital and equity partners to be able to fund these deals to get them built and stabilized, potentially financed or sold.
So is it the established developers that are going to be the winners here, the ones that have plenty of money to withstand these rising interest rates?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly helpful to have institutional equity as kind of your backstop. But even with that, you're still not 100% insulated. There's no guarantee. I mean, if you have an institutional partner and your kind of equity share gets squeezed because the construction budgets, you know, your budgets are going crazy, you know, the first person who's going to lose that equity is going to be the general partner, your limited partner, the institutional equity investors who's, you know, generally contributing 90% of your equity into a deal. They're the ones who are going to eventually be, they'll remain whole, or at least near whole, because they have the capital and the patient equity in most circumstances to be able to wait out, you know, rising interest rate environments or higher construction costs.
So when we see a story like I saw in the RE journals that commercial real estate activity is growing, demand for commercial financing is going up, is that a report that's backwards facing? So these are deals that have already been in the pipeline showing this activity up?
No, I think there's still a very busy pipeline. I know me personally, I have a very steady pipeline of deals that are still coming in. Me as a lender, I just have to be a little more cautious in understanding of what can happen in the market. And I think borrowers, obviously, they're putting their own capital in these deals as well. So they want to make sure that they know what's going to happen, or they at least can provide big enough contingencies to understand what can happen, or cushions in their budgets to make sure that they're not going to get liquidated out. But I think there's still going to be a steady pipeline of industrial deals. I think there's going to be a steady pipeline of multifamily deals, just because what we talked about earlier with interest rates. You know, if you're a potential home buyer, you're going to, and maybe you're a renter right now, you're going to rent for another year to two. And unfortunately for renters, this is going to be a perfect storm of costs, right? Yeah, because there's very limited stock. So monthly rents are historically high, and without the ability to build new buildings because of interest rates, because of soaring costs, that, so the demand is going to outstrip supply. So, what's going to happen? Rents are going to continue to increase. So you're going to have record high rents and record high occupancies for multifamily, owners, which will bode well for them, not so well for renters who are hoping to save enough money for down payment in the future. I think we're still going to see a steady stream of deals for industrial. There still seems to be a huge demand versus supply. I mean, I think it's in the last couple of years, at least in the Chicago market, millions in square footage has been brought to market. New buildings have been built, but most of that is being eaten up by these tenants, e-commerce tenants, or tenants in general that are out leasing these buildings. Neighborhood retail is still performing well. I think smaller retail pockets will be great. I think they're getting a boost from the people working from home. If you are working from home and you needed to run a quick errand, you can run to your local Walgreens, or you can run to, get lunch at a local Burger King or McDonald's, whatever is near your house, or you can, stop by the Ulta Beauty to pick up, makeup or deodorant, whatever you need to get. I think that's going to continue to perform well with people working from home. But there's been an uptick. If people are coming back downtown, there's more traffic. I've noticed more traffic in the last couple of weeks coming downtown. So, I think office will hopefully improve over the next 6 to 12 months. Suburban office, I don't see anything all that beneficial on the horizon for suburban office, but there's going to have to be some casualties, and I think that'll be one major one.
Yeah, you've mentioned sort of the bright side to all of this discussion. I know there's a lot of negative, but the bright side is that you and they, the developers, you, the bank, they, the developers, see something coming positive about all of this.
I think so. I mean, I think the first half of this year was a very positive year. And I think, most of us, we're kind of more predisposed to be a little more positive. I have a positive outlook. Maybe that's a fault, but, I think there are good things. There's still strong fundamentals, and we understand and realize it's only a matter of time before construction costs normalize. Interest rates will, they've been historically low, so that maybe it normalizes at a 3.5% to 4.5% rate, something like that. But that's still not the end of the world. I think it was in the late 80s where interest rates were 16%. Yeah. So historically speaking, a 4%, 5% interest rate on a 30-year mortgage, probably not the end of the world. But one that we haven't experienced in, some people haven't experienced in their lifetimes. It's a little bit of sticker shock, but I think people continue to do business, and there's still plenty of business to be done in and around Chicago and the Midwest.
Dan, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Steve. Feel free to call me. My office phone is 312-544-4657, or my email, daniel.behrens@associatedbank.com.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.